What is up, Pre-Med Starts? Dr. Dale, the author of How to Raise a Doctor and the author of Pre-Med Mondays. Both books are available on Amazon.com, so make sure you grab your copies there. And of course, you're listening to the Pre-Med Mondays Mentoring Podcast. Super excited to talk to you guys about a very, very important topic today. We're talking about the MCAT. Important. We don't really like to talk about it. Nobody wants to take the test. I get it. I went through it, but it's something that we got to deal with, all right? Super, super excited. Hey, before we get into it, let me remind you guys to subscribe to this podcast. We're everywhere. iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever. We're everywhere. So make sure you click that subscribe button so that way you get every episode as they roll out. All right, now let's get into five things to know about the MCAT. Check it out. Happy Monday, Pre-Med Star. What an exciting day of the week. Monday, it's going to be a great week. Super excited. Me personally, I'm very excited about this week because some of you may or may not know, I'm putting on a summit, Black Men in White Coats. I'm putting it on with a team of some fantastic individuals, Mr. Thomas Bennett, Mr. Anthony Williams, the leaders on my planning team, director of the actual event. And it's going to be a big deal. We have over 1,400 people registered for this event. It's going to be a really big deal. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about it. And the reason we're doing it is because there are not very many Black men in the field of medicine. The number was actually less in 2014 than in 1978. That's crazy. Really crazy. So we started to take action to do something about it. So that summit is happening this weekend. We've been working so hard for it. And alongside my guys who've been helping, we're going to put on a phenomenal event. So for me, it is an especially happy Monday because I'm so excited that we've been working so hard and we finally get to see this. I hope there's something in your week that has you this excited as well. So super, super excited. And if you guys are in the Dallas area, make sure you check out Good Morning Texas this morning. I will be on Good Morning Texas talking about my books and talking about this upcoming summit. So definitely check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. As always, got to tell you guys about the Pre-Health Market. Prehealthmarket.com. This episode is brought to you by the Prehealthmarket.com. And it's actually not the Pre-Health Market. It's just www.prehealthmarket.com. Affordable services for pre-health students. So, for example, we're going to be talking about five things to know about the MCAT today. You will get an excellent service of Megan McLeod will help you prepare your MCAT study strategy, which is step number one, right? So we have that on the Pre-Health Market. We have Nick Gibson is doing personal statement review, mock interviews. Dr. Daniel's on there doing a few things and just have some really, really great stuff. Some other people doing great stuff on the Pre-Health Market to really help you guys get affordable services to help you get into medical school. And if you are a medical student or a physician or somebody who is an expert in the area who wants to provide your services on the Pre-Health Market, you can also go there and register and set up shop there so you can help individuals. Not everybody gets approved. This is curated. So if you register and you put up a job, we won't necessarily approve it. It has to be, we have to deem you an expert in your area there that you are going to be providing the service on. All right. So let's get into your favorite topic, the MCAT. We're talking about five things to know about the MCAT. I'm going to tell you guys. So I didn't do the best on the MCAT. I did a little bit above average, I believe. A little bit above average. I don't remember. But this is just me being transparent and me being honest with you. All right. So I'm not like the individuals on the Pre-Health Market who just knocked it out of the water. That wasn't me. I got an average score. But fortunately, the rest of my application was so strong that I had no problems with getting into medical school. And once I got into medical school, I had no problems with doing extremely well. Scored high on my board scores in medical school. I got into the top residency program, one of the top residency programs in the country. So MCAT wasn't my strong suit. I could have prepared better, but that didn't slow me down. Fortunately, because everything else was just so strong, right? So I don't want to encourage you guys to think, hey, if you don't do the best on MCAT, you're still good. You'll still get in. Now I'm talking everything else was immaculate. So yours would have to be the same to get in with the average MCAT score nowadays, because nowadays students are just so good all around that you have to really, really prepare and do your best on the MCAT, all right? With that said, there's five things that I know about the MCAT that I think you may or may not know. I don't know, but you definitely should know, all right? Definitely should know. And next week, we're actually going to be talking about five things to consider when preparing to study for the MCAT. And some of all this information about the MCAT I took from my experiences, but also took from people who performed extremely well in the MCAT. We're talking 99th percentile, okay? So let's get into this week, right? So if you have the hard copy book, we are on page 116 of Pre-Med Mondays, page 116 of the book. Again, if you don't have the book, you can grab a copy on Amazon. I'd really like you guys to follow along here. And there's also an ebook, which is cheaper. So go ahead and grab that. Everybody can afford it. We priced it like that on purpose. All right. So number one, it's not just hard. It is very hard. I need you guys to get this. The MCAT test is not just hard. It is very hard. And that's something that you just need to accept. It's not just hard. It is a very hard test. And in the book, I might exaggerate a little bit, but the idea here is I kind of want to freak y'all out a little bit. I want you to over-prepare. Over-prepare. Do not under-prepare. I've seen so many students go into the MCAT saying, yeah, I study, I'm just going to go around the first shot to see how I do. And they don't do well. Then they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't do well. I spent all that money. I spent all that time. Even though it was as much as I should have studied, but I still spent that time studying. All went to waste. Now I have to go redo the whole thing, get a test prep course, and go through the whole thing again. No. Over-prepare the first time. Over-prepare the first time. And for me, you know, maybe I could have studied a little bit more my first go around, but I studied a decent amount. I took a prep course class and my practice scores were higher than my actual test day score. I'm not sure what happened on the test day, but you know, I thought I prepared decently, but even still in retrospect, I should have prepared more. So I want you to over prepare. What I mentioned in the book is think about the hardest test you've ever taken during undergrad and multiply that by a difficulty factor of 10. So that organic chemistry test was the worst test I've ever taken in my life. Well, multiply that by 10. That's your MCAT. Again, might be a little bit exaggerating, but I want you to go in with that mindset. Like, I have got to be ready to just destroy this test, all right? So number one, it's not just hard. It is very hard. Number two, it's very long. It's a long test. Very, very long test. Be prepared to be there for a full workday, essentially. We're talking 7.5 hours. We're talking a long time, right? You're going to be sitting there taking this test, and the testing portion isn't that long itself, but there's breaks and things of that sort. Testing portion, you're looking probably a little bit over 6 hours or so, but there's breaks and things of that sort, right? So be prepared for that. Fatigue plays a role. That's why we always encourage people to take as many practice tests as possible, because you want to build your endurance for the actual test and actual test day. You want to be ready. You want to have that endurance. And again, that's something, me being honest with you, I struggle with that endurance, how long that test was. Right. And I struggle with that for every test. And I'm sure a lot of you guys may do the same thing as well. But you have to get over it. You have to stay awake. I think it was my ACT test in college and undergrad, maybe, where towards the end, I believe I dozed off. And I've heard people dozing off in the MCAT as well. So don't do that. You have to stay awake for the MCAT. The MCAT is not the test you want to doze off in at all. Right. You'll find yourself in trouble if you do that. So it's a long test. Let that go into your strategy of test day. What types of foods get your brain going? What types of foods get you energized? Like for me, I can't eat sugar. If I eat sugar, I get sleepy quick. All right. So think about that. What is it for you that gets you energized? What is it for you that gets you sleepy and tired? Don't eat the tired foods. Eat the energized foods. Right. How often do you need to get up and take a break? Every time you offer the break, do you need to get up and go for a little walk? Do 20 jumping jacks, do 50 push-ups, whatever it is you have to do, get a little snack to get some energy into you. Whatever you have to do, you need to have all this planned out because it is a long day and you want to make sure that endurance is up throughout the entire day, all right? Number three, it is expensive. It is expensive. It's funny. I wrote this book, and when I wrote this book, the cost of MCAT was $310. That is not chump change, $310. And now I believe it's $315. So it's gone up since I published this book just last year. And who knows, in 5 years, it might be even more. So if you guys listen to this podcast in the year 2025, I don't know. By then, it might be $400, $500, $600. I have no idea what it's going to be. But right now, as of today, I believe the cost, I should say, is $315. When I wrote the book a year ago, or when I published the book a year ago, the cost was $310. Right? So keep that in mind when you're preparing. Say, I need to take the MCAT. Make sure you know where you're going to get your $315 from. And that's just the cost of the test. You got to pay for other things, study books, if you're going to take a prep course. It's an expensive process, right? So prepare for that. Prepare for that. Some people have just said, I'm going to take this test and did not count the cost. don't count the cost, right? That's a problem. I think it's a passage in the Bible where it talks about before you do something, you need to count the cost. Count the cost of discipleship is what they're talking about. And say, if somebody's going to build a house, you have to count the cost. If you're going to become a doctor, you have to count the cost before you go down that route. So make sure you count the cost of all this, all right? So number three was, it is expensive. Number four, it's a deal breaker. Unfortunately, this is true. It is a deal breaker. So, man, if you do bad on it, and it might not be a deal breaker for every school or for your career in medicine in general, let me say this clearly. So it's not a complete deal breaker. So let's say you get a horrible score in the MCAT. There might be a school out there that might take you, you know, depending on everything else in your application, there might be, but the chances are going to be slim. No. The chances are going to be very slim. So I don't want you to bank on that at all. Right? Very slim if you do horrible on your MCAT. But you could still come back the next year and take it again. So in that sense, it's not a deal breaker because it's a test that you can take multiple times. So you have to remember that. But for any particular given test, the score you get on that test can be a deal breaker for some schools. Some schools will have a cutoff. If you don't get the MCAT score that they're looking for, they will not review your application, right? And even if they do review your application, the truth of the matter is we're all human. So whenever that the person reviewing your application is sitting there looking at your application, when they see the MCAT score, even though they had to review your application, the school might say, okay, we don't have a cutoff. Everybody's application can get reviewed. But come on, the reality of the situation is for many people, not everybody, but for many people as humans, is when you tell me I have to review 100 applications, if one comes across my desk that has a lower MCAT score, you know, that's probably going to get skimmed over very quickly. Subconsciously, it's going to get thrown out very quickly, right? That's just what happens, because why take a risk on somebody with a lower MCAT score who's done all these extracurricular activities, if I can find somebody else who's done the same amount of extracurricular activities who got a higher MCAT score, right? So unfortunately, in that sense, it is a deal breaker. But remember, you can always go back and retake it if you need to, right? Remember that. Number five, and here's one I hope gives you a little bit of encouragement. It'll be over before you know it. It will be over before you know it. I still remember my MCAT test day. I woke up in the morning. I had my MCAT song. Don't laugh at me, but my MCAT song was I Believe by Fantasia. I think her last name is Barino. She was one of the American Idol winners way back in the day. And that was my MCAT song. I woke up in the morning. I put on that song, I Believe. And that song always gets me inspired and ready to go. And, you know, I remember the day so vividly, so clear. And, you know, goodness gracious, I took the MCAT, 14, 15 years ago, a long time ago, right? Life goes by like that. It will be over before you know it. So trust me, put everything you've got into doing a great job on it. After that, forget about it. It'll be over. It's going to go by fast. Don't sweat it. All right. Since the MCAT, I've done the MCAT. I've done my med school boards. So that's USMLE step one, step two, step three. I've done my internal medicine boards. I've done my pulmonary boards. I've done my critical care boards, right? Done all these tests in the MCAT, and all of them are over, right? They come and go. They're over before you know it, all right? So recap, five things to know about the MCAT. Sorry, that was my phone making a little noise in the background there. And as you guys know, I do not go back and really edit these podcasts, just because I want to make sure I'm spending my time to give you guys high quality stuff all around. And if I spent my time going back and editing all these, it would take up so much time. So as long as you guys are getting the information that you need, I think we're good. All right. So let's recap really fast. Number one, it's not just hard. It's very hard. Number two, it's very long. Number three, it's expensive. Number four, it's a deal breaker. But number five, it'll be over before you know it. And you put that smile right back on your face, okay? So my challenge to you this week is to spend some time researching the various MCAT resources. There are a lot of MCAT resources, a lot of test prep companies out there, Kaplan, etc., all these companies. Spend some time to begin researching those now. So as you're preparing to come up to the semester where you're going to take the MCAT, you have a solid idea as to what you should be using to study, right? And again, check out the pre-health market. We have people on the sites who will help you do this. We'll help you think about what's good for you. They'll give you some coaching. Renee does some excellent coaching on there. and people will help you for this. All right. So that's www.prehealthmarket.com. All right. Next week, we're going to be talking about five things to consider when preparing to study for the MCAT. Five things to consider when preparing to study for the MCAT. So we want to get you guys ready in MCAT mode for this week and the next week. And then after that, we'll get moving along again. But the MCAT is a very important topic, and you have to come ready and prepare for it. All right. So great week ahead of us. It's Monday. I'm excited. You should be excited. I already told you why I'm excited. Just take a minute and think, why should I be excited this week? Think about that for yourself. When I say I mean you. Why should you be excited for this week? Just think about it. And then tell yourself, happy, happy Monday. Happy, happy Monday. Make it a good week, right? You're in control of that. So make it a good week and be excited to go out and get some work done. Be somebody of good heart, somebody who wants to serve other people and really make a strong impact on the world today and for the entire week. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe. Share the podcast with your pre-medical friends. Share it with your pre-med club. Please make sure everybody's getting this information. We spend a lot of time putting this stuff together for you guys to make sure as many people as possible can get it. And as a personal favor, I would definitely appreciate it if you would share it with your organizations, just forward it to your pre-med club or whoever it is, and make sure they're getting this information, as we want to make sure you all are all successful. My personal professional mission is to develop tomorrow's leaders in medicine. And by subscribing and sharing, you guys are helping me to do that. And I would say thank you for that. Have any questions, you know where to find me. Send me a message on premedstar.com, and I will do my best to get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks for listening, and I love you guys.